This is Africa Tech Kin with Danny That Guy. Logging into biggest tech stories in Zimbabwe, Africa, and the world, right here on ZFM Stereo.
Coming to you live from ZFM Stereo, broadcasting across the nation and beyond, this is the Africa Tech Kin. I'm your host, Danny That Guy. I'll be your guide through the complicated jungle, sometimes complicated jungle, that is technology. And I'm over here to unpack, to remove any mists of confusion that may still be swirling around you and make sure that you're plugged in directly into the digital mainframe of Zimbabwe and the rest of the world. What's new? What's next? Where are the opportunities? That's what we're here to find out on this show for the next 20 to 25 minutes. So don't go anywhere. On the show today, we're going to be crunching the numbers from the latest brand new Potraz abridged sector report for Q2. So we're going to find out, is our internet getting faster? Is there more places that the internet is available? How many people are using the internet or using their phones? A lot to discuss there in the data that came through from that report. We also heard that the Department of Immigration here in Zimbabwe has gone fully digital. We're going to be unpacking that and discussing what that means for you if you're a traveler, a tourist, or someone who's perhaps got to worry about what the Department of Immigration has to do for you. Are you working from home? Are you looking to work from home or work remotely? Well, perhaps we need to take a look at our labor laws and how they might be stuck in the past and what needs to change with the movement of technology as we move into a remote work landscape. On the international scene, some new tech that might be the future of where technology is going. We'll be reviewing Meta's new AI-powered smart glasses. Are they the future or just a shiny new toy for right now? Maybe they might even be a little bit more dangerous. We'll unpack that. And finally, we're going to ask, does music need something human about it? Perhaps a human soul or whatever you might like to call it. Or could a completely AI-generated artist be worth millions of dollars? We're going to find out. So don't go anywhere. There's plenty to get through in today's show. Let's get started. By the way, you can be a part of the show simply by sending a WhatsApp message to the number 0772-168-045. That's, as the sports team say, route one into the studio. Or, of course, if you prefer, you can also use your social media platform of choice. It could be Twitter, I refuse to call it X, or Instagram, Facebook, whatever the case is where you want to talk about this show. Please use the hashtag AfricaTechKin. Kin. Because as I often say, we're all a family and technology is what connects us. Let's talk about our first story, shall we? Potraz, the Post Office and Telecommunications Regulatory Authority of Zimbabwe. Basically, the regulatory body of government that oversees technology in this country. Well, they've released their second quarter abridged report for the sector. And we're going to be taking a look at the data that's in the report. Fascinating. A couple of months ago, we did the Q1 report. So it's fascinating that we're already on the Q2 report. We've been doing this show a while now, huh? We're going to take a look at what's going on regarding our digital lives. So let's take a look at the headline figure. Our national internet penetration rate has jumped significantly up to 81.83%. That means it jumped 5.64% from the Q1 report, which means more people are using the internet. A 5% jump in one quarter is pretty big. Also, we seem to be using more internet. According to our report, 130 petabytes of data in Q2. Now, the last time we spoke about this, we were shocked at the figure of 114 petabytes of data. So that's another huge jump, all the way up to 130 petabytes. That's a jump of 14.14%. To give you a little bit of context, when we say petabytes, we're talking about 1 million gigabytes. That's how much we're using as a nation. So a huge jump in Q2 of 14.14%. Not only that, we also took a look at some of the major network operators across the country. For example, 5G base stations grew by nearly 37% in that 3-month period of Q2, from 184 5G base stations to 252. Are you curious to know how it's broken down? Well, Econet has 234 base stations. NetOne has 18 base stations. And if your math is good, you'll see that we've run out of base stations. Telecel does not have any base stations at the moment. So a big jump in 5G network availability. Also, this quarter was the first time that we actually saw Starlink directly being reported, accounting for 83.94 petabytes of fixed data traffic. 22.54% of the total fixed data market share. Incredible. For the first time being reported, that's a huge, huge impact coming through from Starlink in Q2. So a lot of figures, a lot of statistics. I won't spend too much time on this, but if we get a chance to on social media, we'll perhaps spend some time breaking down this report and seeing what it means for us. But what I would like to ask for you right now, have you noticed that you are having 5G speeds? Perhaps you haven't looked. If you look on your phone right now, do you have access to 5G? Curious to see if these 5G base stations have made it to your neighborhood or if you're currently using 5G, as is being reported in this abridged sector report. Look, it's no secret. Data is the primary driver of the telecommunications industry. Even in the Q1 report, for the first time ever, data had passed 50% of the revenue drivers for these companies. Right now, it's just under 47.97%. So look, data is the primary driver, way more than voice or any other services that they provide. There's also a lot of capital expenditure going into these mobile network operators. A huge jump of 261% from Q1. Of course, perhaps there isn't that much spending in Q1, but a big jump as well. And of course, that was measured in Zig, so you have to factor in the rates differences in there as well. Something I thought worth noting and worth discussing was we all know that Econet is probably the biggest the biggest MNO in the country. But how well is Net One doing? Well, if you look at the report, Net One grew its active mobile subscriptions by 0.22%, which is good. It's good to grow in a quarter. However, that was less than the overall active mobile subscriptions growth, which was 1.23%. So right now, as it sits, active mobile subscriptions are sitting at 102.64%. You might ask how? Well, it means some people are using more than one phone, right? In fact, quite a few people are using more than one phone. So we have a total of 16.089 million active mobile subscriptions in the country. Look, clearly the best way to reach anyone in Zimbabwe is through their mobile phone because there's no other medium that has that level of penetration in the country. So a lot of data points to take from this report. We're not going to spend the whole show discussing this report, even though we could. But as I mentioned, please follow us on ZFM Stereo across all major social networks. And hopefully in the coming weeks, we'll be able to break down this report. I'll also try and reach out to Potraz if they can give us some context to this report as we keep going. Also, do answer that question. Are you using 5G? Have you had access to 5G? Because the report tells us that more and more people do have access to 5G. In fact, right now we're sitting at how many base stations? 252 5G base stations across the country. So you should be having access to it by now, I should think. All right, let's move on to our next story. We're going to be staying local with a story that's probably affecting anyone who travels, whether it's by road or by air. We got news this week about the Department of Immigration launching their new online border management system. So this week in the news, several officials from the Department of Immigration spoke to news outlets about these new electronic and digital systems that are currently in place and perhaps being spread across the different ports of entry. It's a pretty big step towards the whole idea of e-governance. And as we've mentioned on this show, we try to pay attention to whenever the country is going digital. The idea is not to use queues and paper. The idea is that everything is done digitally and electronically. For tourists, it means applying for visas online, getting approved. Approvals, automated approvals online, smoother experiences at the airport because they have visas that can be automatically scanned. For diaspora and foreigners, it probably means that you're going to be able to do things like work applications and permit applications and so on remotely. You don't have to actually go to the Department of Immigration. For business, well, it means a predictable process. You can probably look forward to efficient and smooth ways of applying. Of course, all of this depends on how it's going to be implemented. And if you are going to be traveling soon, please do let me know what your experience is with some of these new electronic and digital systems that are available at the borders. Sounds great, right? Hopefully, we can see it actually being reliable, actually being user-friendly, actually being a game changer for people being able to access their various immigration needs. I look forward to reviewing how it's working and seeing if it's something that we can pay a bit more attention to. And finally, before we move on from Zimbabwe, I came across a news story that got me thinking a little bit about something to bring up on this show. There was a symposium for general secretaries and designated agencies for NECs, that's National Employment Councils. And at this symposium, the Public Service Deputy Minister Mercy Dina made a speech where she referenced the need for these NECs to upgrade their regulations and the way that they do business into the new age. Let me read one of the things she said. She said, "Online platforms are redefining how work is organized and delivered. Most industries are being reshaped, especially agriculture and mining industries, where machines are reducing the need for repetitive manual tasks. In services, platform-based work is providing new income opportunities, but often outside traditional contracts and protections. Remote work, which grew rapidly during the COVID-19 pandemic, has now become a permanent feature in most sectors. These shifts have created both opportunities and vulnerabilities, and the critical question before us technocrats is, how do we ensure that new forms of work created out of technology are not left outside the scope of protection?" I thought this was fascinating and really a conversation that is needed at the moment. Perhaps you or someone you know is either currently doing remote work or interested in finding some remote work. Now, what does that mean? It could be you're working for a Zimbabwean company, but you can work from home. But what does it mean if you're working for a company outside of Zimbabwe, but you work from inside Zimbabwe? Do our current laws and systems in place protect you, perhaps provide regulation for you? I found it very interesting. If your office is your home, what are the official working hours? Do we need laws for that? Or is that something that you can decide for yourself? Who is responsible for your data security? Who is responsible for making sure that you get paid? Who is responsible for handling labor disputes? How do you handle performance management? All these different sort of things that come up in a workplace. Well, the NECs need to put their thinking caps on, the National Employment Councils. It's not just about finding a job that's convenient. There's actual laws that have been built around labor and labor practices, fair labor practices, things like tax. We hate to talk about it, but it's something that you have to consider. I'd love to hear from you. If you are working remotely or you're considering working remotely, what is it that you want to see in the laws that would affect you? What is it that you want to see in the regulations coming through from the National Employment Council? I thought that was a fascinating discussion to have as well. All right, let's take a quick break as we continue our show today. When we come back, we're going to take a look at some big news internationally. And I've got some questions that might get you thinking as well. Don't go anywhere. This is the Africa Tech Kin right here on ZFM Stereo. My station, your station. My name's Danny That Guy. We'll be right back.
3, 2, 1.
Are you ready?
Number one for hits.
Let's do it.
I got my head out the sunroof. I bite my tongue, it's bad.
Let's make some bad decisions.
Leaning crazy while I'm doing. Easy lover.
You won't break my soul.
More hits than anyone else.
Heard on the world's biggest radio stations. Utilizing cutting-edge production techniques, construct and create your sound.
The hottest hits.
This is
where hit music lives.
Z.
Welcome back to the Africa Tech Kin right here on ZFM Stereo. I'm your host, Danny That Guy. As we navigate the world of technology, let's not waste too much time. We get straight into our next stories after discussing some stuff in Zimbabwe. Let's go global, shall we? Overseas, let's pay a bit of attention to perhaps the future. Now, Meta, formerly known as Facebook, still the company that the holding company rather over the Facebook brand, they had what they call their Connect event. It's their big annual event where they announce things that they are working on. And this one was highly anticipated because people were anticipating the release of their new smart glasses. Now, if you've been paying any attention to technology, you may be aware that Meta has been sort of leading the way in the technology for smart glasses with their partnership with Ray-Ban. But even people who were paying attention to the news were a little bit blown away by the release of the Meta Ray-Ban Stories 2, their latest iteration of smart glasses. So this event was held last week, and one of the things that they revealed was that these smart glasses look very close to just real, normal, regular glasses. Now, if I'm going to be a little bit fair, The event didn't go amazingly well. They revealed afterwards that there were some glitches and some problems. Really, honestly, credit to the Meta team for trying to do a live demo. What happened is Mark Zuckerberg went in front of all the press and all the people that had come to this event where they were going to be announcing this new product, and things just started not working. Now, their story is things failed because of effectively a DDoS attack, an internal DDoS attack, because all of their classes tried to connect at the same time to the dedicated Wi-Fi that they had set up for this, instead of them only allowing one to connect. But people have some conspiracy theories that maybe they just had bugs and glitches. But still, credit to them for trying to do a live demo rather than something pre-recorded or something packaged. But it didn't go well. It's just a little snippet of how it went.
We've got two options. We've got the slides or we've got the live demo. Let's do it live. All right. So I think our call will be coming in any moment now.
Boss, WhatsApp video call.
There we go. Uh-oh. That's too bad. I don't know what happened. This is, it happens. All right. Try it again. I keep on messing this up. And if not, then we'll go for the less fun out option. Okay. I don't know what to tell you guys. All right.
Look. That's not the important part. The important part is what these glasses actually do. They're not just glasses that take pictures. The killer feature is really the conversational AI, the glasses that you're able to record, or rather the camera. Imagine not having to pull your phone out. Imagine just having a screen in front of your eye that other people can't see. I think they actually mentioned that it has less than 2% bleed. So it's very likely that people even you're speaking to face to face won't see that you're directly looking at a screen. The glasses do not need to be constantly tethered to a phone or to some kind of external device. They can do it on glass, or rather on device, on the glasses themselves. There's apparently good audio. Because the glasses are connected to the bones and the close to the ears. It's a whole thing. You can use various apps that were inbuilt from the various Meta apps that exist, like WhatsApp and Instagram and Facebook, to some other apps that they showcased, including Maps. They even showed how it might work with Maps. So very interesting that this might be the next form factor for technology. It doesn't look like phones are going to innovate much further than they are at the moment. But could the next thing that we are using be glasses? Is that something that interests you? Some ethical questions have been raised, of course, about this issue, because are we now going to be looking at a situation where someone wearing glasses, you just never know if they're recording you live? Could you be on someone's live stream without your knowledge? Or could your video just be recorded without your knowledge? What about when people are trying to talk to each other? Have we just put in place another screen in between human connection? All valid questions that are being asked by some people who are, to a certain extent impressed by the technology, concerned about where it might be going. Do you find it creepy? Or do you find it exciting? I want to hear from you. 0772-168045, or use the hashtag AfricaTechKin. Would you wear a pair of these glasses? Would you use it? Would you feel weird if you knew that someone you're talking to is using it? I want to hear your hot takes on this one. Of course, the other big conversation is Meta hasn't built themselves an exactly stellar record of maintaining people's privacy and security of their data. You may recall things like the Cambridge Analytica scandal from several years ago. So they don't really have a reputation of being careful with people's information and data. So when people are thinking that I'm going to be wearing a device that's constantly recording, or that has a constant screen and sees everything I see, some people had a few worries about that. Okay, let's move to our final discussion here. What some people are calling the million-dollar question. It's because of news that we got in this past week about something that may make you feel uncomfortable, and it certainly makes us feel uncomfortable here at a radio station. An artist named Xania Monet just signed a multi-million dollar record deal. Now, that sounds like a normal, everyday entertainment story. The difference is Xania Monet doesn't actually exist in the real world. She is 100% generated by artificial intelligence. You may want to Google and see what kind of music does Xania Monet make. In fact, here's a little bit of a snippet for you here.
He didn't walk me down no stairs. Didn't warn me about them boys who wouldn't care. didn't tell me what a real man sounds like. So I fell for the ones that lied just right. He never pulled my chair or checked my friends. Never showed me what to lose or what to defend. So I chased love with an open wound, looking for something I was never introduced to. Did her best, but she can't teach what it feels like when a father speaks. So I took every I love you too deep, even when they only meant it for a week. How was I supposed to know what love looked like when daddy never showed me what felt right? How was I supposed to set the bar when I ain't never seen no man fight for my heart? Now I'm learning through heartbreak, piece by piece, trying to be soft in a world that's been hard on me. I ain't bitter, just broken in places you can't see. How was I supposed to know if he ain't teach me?
That's right. This new multi-million dollar record deal signee, Xania Monet, is 100% generated by artificial intelligence algorithms. Her music, her voice, her lyrics, her videos, her image, everything about her is AI generated. Now look, I'm very aware that this is very likely some kind of marketing ploy or marketing gimmick. But the fact that it seems normal to announce an AI artist as having signed a multi-million dollar record deal does raise some questions. Is this a threat to human artists? Are we going to be seeing our local musicians here in Zimbabwe competing with AI dancehall artists, for example, that can produce AI music 24/7 without making mistakes and without having to worry about things like substance abuse? On the other hand, is this just a gimmick? Is this just something that was put out there so that we could start talking about particular record labels and so on? I thought this was an interesting one. Fundamental question to you, the listener. Are you someone who would happily press play on an artist if you knew that it was an AI-generated artist? If you saw in your For You recommendation, perhaps on your favorite streaming platform, or maybe when you're illegally sharing music on your WhatsApp groups, would you press play on an artist or put it in your playlist if you knew that that artist was AI-generated? What if it sounded good? Would you listen to that music? Can you feel goosebumps on your skin from music that was generated by a machine? I want to hear your thoughts. Again, the hashtag is AfricaTechKin and the WhatsApp number 0772-168-045. Okay, that's all the time we have for you this week on the Africa Tech Kin. Some great conversations, some great questions to be asked. Just to do a quick recap of what we spoke about. We took a look at Potraz's Q2 abridged sector report, which gave us an overview of how internet mobile networks are operating in Zimbabwe. And we saw that there's been a jump in the amount of internet being used and the number of mobile subscriptions and the amount of 5G network, or rather the 5G base stations that are around the country. We also took a little bit of a look at what the Department of Immigration is doing with the integration or the introduction of digital systems and how that might affect you if you travel. We also spoke about remote work in the country and people who are working remotely and whether the National Employment Councils and the regulations that exist are able to protect them and regulate them. I mean, How do you get your medical aid taken care of if you're working for a company in Switzerland or something? Maybe that's something that needs to be paid a little bit of attention to. And of course, we broke it down with a look at perhaps the next tech out there, wearable tech from Meta, the Ray-Ban glasses that they showcased. And of course, the discussion about the AI artist. I want to hear your thoughts on everything we've spoken about. Using the hashtag AfricaTechKin on social media, but this entire show is available via podcasts. Just search for ZFM Stereo on whatever app you like to use to listen to podcasts. Also, this particular show will be on YouTube, where you can also see my face, completely non-AI generated, I promise. So just search for ZFM Stereo on YouTube. Make sure you click subscribe and you can watch this show shortly after it drops every Tuesday evening. And of course, we have clips on our social media for some of these discussions that we have. What a great conversation. Join me again next week, same time, same place, on a Tuesday evening, straight after the news at 7 p.m. My name's Danny That Guy. This is the Africa Tech Kin. I want to be able to hear from you, so please make sure you connect. Don't go anywhere, though. ZFM Stereo Current Affairs continues right here, coming through next with some more current affairs, so stay tuned. Otherwise, from me, bye-bye. Until next week.
Tune in next time for Africa Tech Kin on ZFM Stereo, discussing all things tech.